Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Welcome to October. Postseason baseball in a little bit. Sip watched a lot. I got a text from Sip about baseball last night. Couldn't believe it.
You did?
Yes, you texted me last night about baseball.
Really? I don't even remember sending that
text.
That's
not good.
I wasn't drinking or
hammered.
Anything. No, it was not hammered.
Sounds like you might have been.
Yeah. What did I say in that
text? You said you love playoff baseball.
Oh, yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I saw Aroldis Chapman. I saw the ninth inning. God, it was epic.
I watched the whole thing.
So you saw Aroldis?
That's all I watched. I watched the ninth inning. And
look at Bill.
I
take
did.
Care of them
Bill,
in the ninth
inning. Bill watched baseball.
It went three straight hits. They being the Yankees.
So the Yankees had
3-1.
Yeah, down 3-1.
Down 3-1.
Bases loaded.
All three hits, too. That's like three singles in a row, and it was nuts. It was mayhem. It's like, that's it.
That's it.
The Boston's going to choke it. We go, Yankee. Nope.
Aroldis Chapman struck out.
Here comes 101 miles per hour.
He struck out. Who's the?
He struck out all three, right?
No. Stanton. Is it Giancarlo?
Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo Stanton.
The masher that he is.
Then he got Jazz Chisholm to soft fly ball.
Yeah.
And then he struck out their center fielder who has a funny mustache.
It is. Yeah, it was.
He just looks like a guy like Duke playing center field for the Yankees.
There were several guys I'm like, okay. There's like right now, there's what? There's a rookie league, A, double A, triple A, all these affiliates like that. And that's the guy. Yeah. That's him.
That'd be Trent Grisham.
That's
that
the guy who's
name.
That's Trent Grisham. Yeah, that's the guy who's playing right now.
He looks like Duke.
It's like
Duke playing center field for the Yankees.
His official picture has that mustache on it, by the way, on the website.
So, anyway, you saw that. That was epic.
Oh, it was. Epic. It was.
And Bill Chapman's throwing 101.
That's Laura. I go, there was one time he threw 101 about like 4 inches from the batter, and the batter didn't move.
Yes, he did. I know.
The batter didn't move.
Those guys are crazy.
The batter didn't even move. It was 101.
I know the pitch. Up and in.
If we took one to the ribs at 101, it would shatter our vertebrae.
Straight to the ER, Bill.
Straight to the ER. We would be down. We'd miss 2 months of work.
I'm glad you watched
Still can't talk.
I did. Then I watched the start of the Dodgers game.
Dodgers,
they ended up winning that. It was up 5-0.
Dodgers won 10-5.
I was uninterested.
What's that big...
Shohei Ohtani, lead-off home run. That's what he does. He's incredible.
He's a dude.
He's unbelievable.
They showed guys after his home run when he hit it. There was guys in the bullpen hugging each other. They showed him jumping up and down and hugging each other. It's funny.
Hey, teammates, man. That's true team.
That's funny. They probably had money on him. Anyway. It was epic. I'm glad you saw that. Aroldis Chapman's still pumping 101.
Yeah.
He's been in the league for probably 15 years.
It's close. He's 10-plus for sure.
Okay.
I'd never heard of him.
I think he's 37.
That's the first time
I've... Yeah, he might be 15 years. He's been just throwing gas the whole time.
I've never heard of him. No.
Chapman was great.
I know you were in the depths of coaching.
I'm like, man, this big left-hander.
Chapman opened with the Reds.
Is he a left-hander, isn't he?
Left-hander, yeah.
He's been pumping for some
forever.
Time.
My favorite part of the whole thing was he's up pitching, and he's given up three singles in a row. And then they showed the bullpen. No one. Wasn't even trying to get sick. No, we're going to end.
That's their dude.
We're going to die with this one right here.
That's their
and
dude.
Also, who would bring someone in? And if they score, it's over. If they get three runs, it's over. So, no. But there wasn't even a flinch. They just showed the bullpen. But nothing.
This is his 16th season. 16th MLB season.
He's throwing 37. He's throwing 101. What?
Do they say he's 37 on there?
Hang on. He is 37 years old. Okay. He's 37 throwing 101. I can't imagine that.
Serious dude. Big dude. I mean, he's a big dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
6'4", 235.
Can you imagine standing at the plate?
No, I couldn't.
101? I mean, I remember 86 was, I was like, oh my God, Greg Olson's throwing 86. Not 101. And then think about when it gets cold and he's throwing 101. Oh, that'd be pleasant.
Yeah. Well, congrats to the Red Sox. 3-1 winners over the Yanks last night. And 10-5 Dodgers over the Reds.
And it wasn't another game?
There's two other ones.
I'll save those for later. Hang on. I'll not get to that. Just give me some time on that. There's other games, though. We got some gifts off the bat, though. Idle Chit Chat.
We got scolded.
I think it's scolded.
It's okay. We're
on the rundown here.
We're very much used to it.
We got a plan. Okay.
Okay.
We got some gifts right here from Jennifer. You know, we bring up Jennifer and hubby every day in the household. They rate Song of the Day. Jennifer gave us some homemade candles because she's sick of Sip going to Russ's and buying candles four times a week. She wants
these candles are amazing. And we got me and Steve got the specialty one, like the butterscotch bourbon, and it smells like, oh, wow. And then morning sunrise.
Like butter.
Yeah.
What's this one here?
It's like butter.
This is
they make their own candles.
This is also, we all got butterscotch bourbon. Yeah.
And you, I told Steve earlier, I think Jake was listening, was that I couldn't imagine just waking up in the morning and saying, honey, I'm heading to the garage. I'm going to go make candles.
I wonder where she makes them.
That'd be a great day, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So she has a business, Jennifer. It's called JJ's Candle Market. Please note that, Breakers. And there she has a website, JJ's Candle Market.
Email? JJ's Candle. Oh, you have a website there?
Take us over.
I got an email, JJ's Candle Market@gmail.com.
That's what I got.
Email, okay. Yeah. This one's called Morning Sunrise. Here.
Yes. That's you.
Do we all
have
the same one? Okay.
Yeah, we all get
that's
the same.
That's Jake. Morning Sunrise.
You are Morning Sunrise. You arrived a little late today.
I was late.
And then I said something to him. I go, kind of pushing the envelope.
I know.
Gave me the silent treatment.
No, it didn't.
He didn't even respond. No, he didn't respond.
Bill.
Jake,
Bill,
you didn't respond.
Bill, I said, I know.
I didn't.
I said, you didn't hear.
You waited a couple
of minutes. I swear on my life, I said, I know. Like that.
It was disappointing. It was silent treatment.
I know. I said it. And I said, I know. And I felt bad.
I couldn't defend
myself.
We'll get you through the day.
I did respond. No silent treatment. I said, I know.
Thanks to Jennifer. Thanks to Jennifer. God, what a nice treat.
Imagine what their house smells like.
Oh, I can't imagine.
I can't. Yeah, it's got to be heaven.
Yeah.
I just couldn't imagine what the joy I would have in my life if I was just heading to the garage to make candles.
You could do it.
What's that?
You could do it.
I don't think I could.
I would like to meet.
I wonder if Jennifer is hiring. I wouldn't mind being an assistant.
So the time process.
Head down there a couple days a week. Melt some wax.
You'd be pleasant.
I would be fun to be around.
Have some music.
It'd be fun to be a couple hours a week.
Oh God, that is good. I'd
like to know, how long a candle takes to make. How many are in a batch of candles? Like we have the same ones. How long do those take to make?
How many
of the same, smell could you make in one batch?
Might have to have her on sometime.
Jennifer,
is she going? Are you going to Junk Stock? Isn't that coming up? Isn't Junk Stock coming up?
I have no earthly clue. I've never been to Junk Stock.
It's a big deal.
It's like Waterloo. Look at that.
And it's someplace between here and Omaha, isn't it? Or something. It's just this big. It's like a craft / what you can find everything.
Yeah.
People just they make unique items and they're for sale.
Okay.
And so something like this would be very big there.
She's trying to get her business off the ground.
I don't know why it wouldn't take off.
We hope this helps out. JJ's Candle Market at gmail.com.
Please email today just
reach
to inquire.
To Jennifer.
Yes.
Thank you, Jennifer. God
and
damn.
Hubby.
What a
I'm
nice.
Sure I'm sure Hubby's pitching in.
Yeah.
In some fashion.
I'm sure.
What about doing like a quarterback candle? Because he was a quarterback in high school.
The scent of a quarterback.
That'd be
musty.
Interesting.
That really, no, you
really
are QB.
Perks up the room with that smell.
You play QB.
Yeah, but what if it was like fresh cut grass?
That was.
And now we're talking.
Because I remember
fresh cut grass.
Yes, fresh cut grass. Yes.
I mean, I was not a football player, but I knew that. I know what you're talking about.
Thanks, Steve.
Fresh cut grass on the football fields.
Yes. Think about that one. Columbus High.
Yeah, and then the midget team too.
The small team. Yeah.
Yeah, the Colts were a midget league team. That's what they called it.
I think you said last week you'd never say that word on the air again. You've lied to us all. The Breakers have been lied to.
Pender, did it have a midget league?
No.
Yeah,
youth, the youth league
there was,
team.
There was no football in Pender until junior high.
No, is that right?
Yeah, there was no football.
See, that's Class A. Yeah. Well, we started pretty early, really early.
It worked out well for you. Yeah, took off to a great career, I can see.
We had the Beatrice Bombers in Beatrice. I think fourth and fifth grade.
Okay.
I didn't play.
You didn't?
No.
Then you got to junior high.
Then I played quarterback.
And it took off. Quarterback.
Four string. It got leveled about 30 feet in the air one time. Going to pass. They, for some reason.
Did you really?
Seventh grade, yeah. For some reason, they put the drill of the four string versus the first string, like I said before. And I think at 100 pounds, I was bigger than the left and right tackle. And that tells the story of what happened on the one pass play I ever got, which ended my career effectively.
He's right back to the tennis court. Headed right back to the court.
I'm done with this.
Right back to the tennis.
They didn't give me a chance. Come on.
Jake, why didn't you run cross country? You had a cross country run.
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, Jake, you should have been cross country. You run anyway. Yeah. You're built for it.
I don't run very much anymore. I don't know. I don't have an answer. I chose tennis and golf over running of any capacity.
I think that's a good choice, actually.
It's a pretty good choice, yeah.
I don't have a regret there. I'm glad I played the sports I did. And I wish I would run more, though. I used to run a lot more. I run like once a month now.
Yeah, what's happened to you?
I do different forms of fitness. That's not one of them, apparently.
Fitness. I was walking Sugar yesterday and had just a random a truck just went by and all just window down. Hut!
No kidding.
That stuff makes my day. Just and Sugar's just used to it now. It's like, yeah, it's just, yeah. Must be the radio show they're talking about. I don't think Sugar knows we do a radio show.
She probably doesn't. I don't think Bull does either. Yeah.
He just leaves in the morning for just a couple hours for some reason.
All of a sudden, he's up every morning very early. That's all he knows.
Very early.
Very early. And Sugar is not down with that. She wakes up and then she goes right back to bed. Yeah, she's like, especially now with the sun situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's right back
sun
to bed.
Sun situation. Oh.
Yeah, the darkness. Yeah. Look how beautiful that
look
is.
At it, look at it.
Yeah.
Look
at it. I think it was dark like 7:45 yesterday. It was very strange. I guess that's where we're at now, though.
That's where we're
at. Could you look something up for us? When does the best day of my life come around? When is daylight savings time?
We still have that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, daylight savings time. I thought you lived December 21st the most. That's the shortest day of the
shortest
year, Bill.
Day. But it gets better when it goes to daylight savings time. Usually sometime in October.
Ooh.
Fall back, spring ahead.
Hey, real quick while you're looking that up, Jake, just hold off.
It's actually November 2nd this year, Bill. November 2nd is when daylight saving time ends.
Wow. Okay, not a fan of that.
It's late. November 2nd. Go ahead.
We're throwing a lot of dates out. Okay. Junk stock. South of Waterloo.
When's the dates?
October 3-5.
So we're in this
weekend.
This weekend.
And October 10-12.
So the next two weekends. Yeah.
Thank you, Greg. Greg's listening.
Does Greg go to Junk Stock?
Oh, wow. That's nice, Greg. Well, that's cool.
No.
Love that he'll probably be there on Friday instead of being here Friday, with donuts.
Go there helping him set up.
Bill, he just
no, that's
serviced,
okay. No,
he
I'm
just
no.
serviced the show
no,
with
yeah,
dates.
Yeah, no, Greg, you've pushed the envelope now.
He serves the show with donuts and chocolate milk.
He does.
And cinnamon rolls
come
once
in for
in a while.
Comments. We'd sit over there and listen to him, and Greg would have his headset on from like 1984, the old school AM, FM on his head.
I can't believe you're doing this.
God.
He sent us the dates to Junk Stock.
No.
A very kind gesture, and this is what he gets. Come on.
We'd love to see Greg again.
It'd just be nice to see Greg.
Maple
again.
Donut, maybe once in a while. I'm just don't ask for much. Just a Friday maple donut.
He used to come in with a Ziploc bag with chocolate milk in it for me, and it made my whole day. And
he'd
now,
make a pan of cinnamon rolls.
Yes,
he was away something. For a while.
Yeah,
for like 2 months. I haven't seen like since June. It feels like
he went to Colorado.
So if I just all of a sudden, what if all of a sudden Jake doesn't show up to the show for 2 months? It's okay. It's cool. Is that what you're saying? That's cool.
It wasn't two months.
Then all of a sudden, oh, hey, Jake just texted in. Everything's okay
again. I was
going
to picture me at the dentist. Hey, I'm sorry, guys. It's been a hell of a procedure here.
A stage picture of him.
It's been a hell of
Imagine
a procedure.
Going to just a random dentist. Could I get inside one of your rooms real quick? I need you to take a picture
need
of me.
Lay down.
And to lay
I'll
down,
leave right away, I promise.
And I'll leave right away.
I'm going to remove my glasses.
Yes.
So it looks like I'm... No, I think he did have a procedure.
He told us 3 weeks in a row he had a dentist appointment, so we're not buying
any of
it.
At 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
what dentist office is open that early? I've never heard of that before.
I think there's a preparation.
I don't think so. Maybe internal preparation for you, for him. Not the office, though.
Yeah. Be better, Greg.
Anything idle chit-chat for you?
No, I was just Aroldis Chapman. That's what got me. I probably have... Oh, there is one thing. Bill is involved in this.
Oh,
wow.
got some serious pushback yesterday from our take that Aiden Childs is the best quarterback remaining. Sean, serious pushback. Then Michael Sevier on my phone last night.
Did he call you?
I told him Bill agrees with me.
Pushback.
Yeah, pushback. Is Maiva better than Childs?
Not sure of that one.
Okay. So you're not.
Maiva will make some plays. Then just watch when we play him. You'll see a couple. You'll have two wow plays. You don't have two woe plays.
I don't mind bringing it up because I'll bring it up to Sean again. Sevier took his side in this.
So they're just going with the logos. That's just a logo.
USC.
It's a logo take.
Maiva is good, but he makes some odd decisions once in a while.
And Michael, we have a full-on head-to-head bet. He's taking USC over Notre Dame, and it's Casio Steakhouse.
Who took that bet?
Sevier.
Please text in to me because I would like to. I would like some. I want some
he
of
wants
that.
The steakhouse.
I'd want some of that. Please.
Double down, Michael.
If you can get a hold.
Double
of me.
Down.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll go 2-1. I'll buy you two meals for one meal.
Okay. Yeah. He took me straight up. I was amazed. Yeah.
No spread. Just straight. They're gonna win straight up. No spread.
Yeah. I got Notre Dame.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I want some of that. Yeah. I want some of that.
Double down with Bill.
Oh,
Michael. Michael.
Please text in.
You got confidence in the studio and Notre Dame beating USC.
I got a lot soundly. Of it. Yeah, I was telling him, like, I think 45-27, something like that. That's probably a good score, actually. Yeah. Sean was on it, really hammered, man. Oh, Maiva. Come on, you think Childs is better than Maiva? I do. I like Maiva. I don't love him. I watched the whole game.
There's a lot of times, too, when Maiva's playing that you guys are at the stadium or whatever. I haven't even watched him. I've happened to watch him.
Yeah,
it's true. Bill
yeah,
watches,
no, I watched him.
Bill
Saturday.
Watches all the games.
Yeah. Just watch some of the buffoonery that goes on with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'll see it. You'll see some wow and some woes. You see some wow and some woes.
I got you. I'm a child. I'm Team Childs on that. Just saying.
You want some good news that we all can appreciate here?
Yes, Jake.
Yeah, with October hitting, that means we get a lot more random days of games coming up. Not this week.
Okay.
But next week we get two Wednesday college football games. Then we'll get
the
Tuesdays.
Mac is back.
That time of year.
It's not even Mac, though. Oh. This is weird because the next week it's Missouri State and Middle Tennessee State. That's not Mac.
No.
Then Liberty, Utah.
I don't know what that is.
I'm with you. I don't even know if that's a league. I don't even think they're in the league.
I'm
are
guessing
they? Couple independent.
I think I'm going Conference USA. Yeah.
Liberty and UTEP will play also that Wednesday.
I'm just going to tell you right now, I want all of that. I could watch
like
Liberty.
Smoke?
I want that smoke. I could watch Liberty UTEP every night.
It concerns me.
Every night.
I think, did the Mac give
I don't
up?
Know, is Sevier pushing UTEP back on
every
that?
Every night seems extreme.
Who's playing this Wednesday? That's Liberty UTEP. They go home and home.
They're rolling it out there.
They're rolling
I think
out there.
The Sun Belt might have hijacked the MAC because I'm looking at the next week. There's Tuesday action on the 14th. We're looking 2 weeks down the road.
Okay.
New Mexico State and Liberty, not the MAC. Arkansas State, South Alabama, not MACtion. And FIU, Western Kentucky, all on a Wednesday night. What happened to MACtion?
Ooh, MACtion.
What did we miss?
What's going on?
I love
there's
it.
There's games on Tuesdays. That's not MACtion. That's something else.
Are you okay?
No. I want to see Buffalo and Ohio play on Tuesday.
Exactly. I want to see see 20 people in the stands.
I want to see Akron.
And I want metal bleachers.
I want Akron
metal
Ball
bleachers.
State.
And rain / snow.
Exactly. Metal
Toledo.
Bleachers.
I want to see Joe Moorhead in pain against Ball State in a tight game late in the fourth quarter.
Still hacking on the sideline.
He scored three against
Come
Toledo.
On, man.
Scored three against Toledo.
Moorhead's an offensive guy, too.
Yes.
What happened to MACtion?
What happened to MACtion?
I'm glad they're still playing Tuesday games, but where's the MAC? This is a crime.
Huh.
I'm upset.
Do any breakers know?
Nope.
Rudy, can you just kind of just prowse the internet a little bit?
Yes, just type in what happened to MACtion.
Is MACtion still a thing?
Is MACtion dead in 2025? What happened?
Just type in this. Sad. Is MACtion still a thing?
Sad. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including Chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible and try before you buy. Visit one of their retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hmm. I could watch Liberty UTEP every day.
It's an incredible stadium.
Is UTEP rolling?
I don't know about that.
UTEP's 1-4.
1-4.
Doing well. They're doing well.
They're rolling.
They're doing great. Have a great year.
How do you do it at UTEP? How are you going to do this? Scotty. What's his name? Scotty.
Walden, right?
Walden. Yeah. God, Jake is remarkable.
I'm not sure where I got that one from. That was random.
Scotty Walden's his name. Yeah. How do you do it?
You've met him before.
A lot of energy.
I know, but how do you recruit to El Paso?
You love El Paso.
I don't have to recruit there. I'd like to set up a Mexican restaurant, not a football.
But they don't have any there. Hard to find any good Mexican food in El Paso.
Hey, good luck.
Yeah. Food trucks, but I don't even have one of those either.
They might be intrigued by a white guy coming down there.
See how bad this food is. Let's check this one out.
Look at this guy.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Egg.
Joey.
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738egg.com.
I bet Joey's out crunching numbers right now. I did get the numbers last night, which I knew this also at that. So it's 15-17% moisture. That's your sweet spot.
Okay.
That's your sweet spot. If you try to get the corn in over that, if you're at the 18 spot, this is directly from Chris, and at that, then you get punished. That's when you have to dry it down to 17. When you start getting down, though, when you go below that number, you do not get punished, but now you have less moisture, which means less per bushel to create a bushel, and that makes it even harder. So these farmers have to be on top of their numbers. I mean, incredibly on top of their numbers. So right now, if they're in that sweet spot right now, you will see the combines rolling.
Okay.
Rolling.
All right. So you did some research.
How's
Joey doing?
We're an ag station. Joey's doing very well. Text in, Joey. I haven't talked to him for a little bit of time.
I watched combining happen this past weekend in Crofton. The neighbor farm to Elizabeth was doing incredible combining work. That is a beautiful process to watch.
Oh, it is something.
If you have time to watch the field get... Oh, my God. That is...
You'd like to do that.
It's like cinema. It is true cinema out there.
You know, when you talk about how things got developed in your lifetime, things went down. So my mom, obviously still alive, 90 years old. And my mom rode on the Ben, whatever you call it. Why can't I say the word? But she rode on it that... so her my grandparents picked corn with a horse-drawn carriage, and they picked corn by hand.
Did they?
They picked corn. They went from picking corn by hand to having a 24-row combine.
Yes.
That's run on GPS.
Things have changed a lot.
And that's during this. That's during one lifetime.
Yep. That's hard work.
During
that's
one crazy. Lifetime.
Picking that, corn.
They picked corn by hand.
That would take a long.
We used
long
to have
time.
Them. I don't. We have anymore. We had the. You'd put this leather thing on your hand with and it had a metal hook on it.
Mm.
That you picked the corn with. And it was my mom's job when they came back in like that to take the horses to water. That was her job like that. But she rode on that. So they would my mom. They made like this blanket on the spot. So they were little kids and they all day they just rode in the cart while they were picking corn because they had to have someone watch the kids.
So that was yeah. So they would be oh, wow.
They picked
that's,
corn by
that's
hand.
Better times.
Yeah,
that's
better time. Imagine her when she saw the first ever combine saying, what is this
and
contraption?
Then, and they got to the combine and then it was a two rows. That's what it was, two rows.
Better than it was.
Imagine when you first got one, it's like, we can pick four rows at a time. We should do it by hand. Like 10 years ago, we were picking the corn by hand. Now we have this.
Picking it by hand, that just strikes me.
Now it's to the point to where
pain.
Now it's to the point you don't have to even be in the combine. You can just start it up and just basically just sit there and watch the combine.
A cup of coffee. Just
get
watch
a cup
it
of
go.
Coffee and watch the combine go around the 24 rows.
A better deal. Yeah. That other job.
That'd be some hard.
I'm
some
tired.
Calories.
Yeah, it'd be good. It'd be good. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you to Joey. 738egg.com. Sip, you were yesterday in the building for Dana Holgorsen and John Butler speaking to media. We'll start with Holgorsen. How was his mood? Was he in a good mood yesterday?
Yeah, he was fine.
Nebraska's OC.
Yeah, he was fine. I mean, he was in that sort of awkward position where we've really moved past Michigan. I mean, but he hadn't talked about Michigan. So the first question was, and you could play this, was about have you looked at how your tackle, you know, the question was about Nebraska's tackles.
Competition?
Yeah.
Okay. Dana Holgorsen.
Yeah, it's the same conversation. It's the exact same conversation, right? I mean, we got to try to settle on who our best players are. And you know, I think all those tackles have had a good 2 weeks. I mean, they've pass set it a million times over the last 2 weeks. Okay. And so I think you'll see improvement when it comes to that. That was elite pass rush that we saw. Okay. And now we know what it looks like. And now we know what our bodies have to do and how our bodies need to play, you know, and it's our job as coaches to get the best ones out there.
Okay, so this season to me is it comes down to three stats in my mind for Nebraska. They're 86th in rushing offense, 86th. They're 108th in rushing defense. Okay, now you got to win games. You're not running the ball well or really stopping the run well. And by the way, you're 99th in red zone offense. So you got some major challenges. You don't have much balance in your offense. Now, he did talk about that. Do you have that? Sean asked him a very good question.
Yes.
The question was, you're second in the country in passing offense, 86th in rushing offense. Would you like more balance?
Yeah, I do. You know, I mean, I think Dylan's playing at a very, very, very high level, right? And so how I call plays, I call what's working. Okay, so I don't go into a game saying, man, we need to throw for 350 yards. I mean, it's all about how the flow of the game is. Okay, with that said, our running back, our running game, it needs to improve against an opponent like that, right? And so, you know, I was happy with where the run was after the first few games, but then you play a top 20 team that's, you know, a perennial top 20 team, and it didn't look the way it needs to look. You know, we weren't finishing blocks, and that's not a shot at our O-line. That's a shot at our offense because there's so many people that are involved in it, right? You know, first play of the game, Emmett gets 14 yards, and that's the longest run that we had all day, you know. And so we got to do a better job of scheming things up. We got to do a better job of sustaining blocks. That's everybody on offense, you know. I mean, and then we got to run harder, you know. And I know a lot's been said about, you know, who number two is and all that stuff. I mean, we have options, and, you know, it's our job to get them there. And when we put them in there, it needs to look better. So if you want more rushes, then when I call it, it's got to look better. I'm not going to just keep calling things that aren't working for us, right? So we have a very
diverse offense that, and we can do a lot of different things. You know, we can get the ball to a lot of different people. That to me is balance. That's balance. Okay. And my job is to call the plays that are working to where we have a chance to be successful.
That's interesting to me. I think you got to balance, but you know,
well, first of all, obviously call what's working. I mean, that does make sense. Sometimes, what you do hear a lot about is body blows,
right?
In the run game,
right?
Okay, the 3 yard run becomes 5 and 6 yard runs,
right,
in the third and fourth quarter because you've worn them down, you've beat them down a little bit, mm-hmm, and so that's always something that if you don't feel like you're accomplishing that, but that's what you want to accomplish. So sometimes there are that people will stick with runs that are isn't really been that highly successful for the body blow type. I would say that Nebraska is not a real body blow rushing team.
Mm-mm.
Just the size of the backs I'm talking about. You just don't see, hey, we're gonna smash in there for 3-4 yards, and the 3-4 yards will become 6 yards in the second half.
They're not that team. I got a question. This is a question, not a statement. It'll sound like a statement, but it's a question. Do you run sometimes knowing this isn't probably going to work very well, but we got to do it.
Well, that's the part of it is, generally, just like I said, it comes down to, do we wear them down with this? Do we keep them honest with this? Or with that also, is it setting something else up in certain runs? Is that also set up different plays that you have set up in the play action pass and the different things of that nature? That's what you'd be looking for. But if you have a play, I have a hard time with, like, we're going to run this. Is it going to work? Probably not. Yeah, that's hard to stomach a little bit.
Be like, I know. Well, I get it.
That's
why
really
I
hard.
Asked.
And so that part is hard. But sometimes it's like, hey, listen, this is we are going to rush it this many times. We're going to have this type of, and you never have an exact number. We want to be pretty balanced and whatever it is. And some, you know, there was a lot of times like that, like, you know, Nebraska when rolling back then, going, we just turn the clock way back. There is no such thing as balance. It was like, yeah, our balance is gonna be we're gonna run it 60 times.
Right.
We're gonna throw it 14.
That was another time.
That was a different time. And and a lot of times during that time, you would see runs for 3 yards early, 3-4.
And you'd be like, what's Osborne doing?
Then all of a sudden, run it up the middle.
Here we go again.
Run it
Osborne
up the middle. And all of a sudden it's like, oh wow, that set up.
Short
this,
side like, option. Here we go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it went pretty well.
Yeah.
Worked out well for Nebraska.
Now, he also, I don't know, you should have this sound. I don't know how it's labeled. He was asked about the tackles. He's also asked about the running back competition. And he had a very interesting answer.
What did he say?
He said, you might be surprised by what you see. I have no idea what that would mean. Whether that's, I don't know. I don't even want to try to guess. So there's that. He talked about Michigan State.
He did in the red zone for.
Oh yeah, red zone offense has been a major, well, pretty big struggle. Yeah.
Here's Holgorsen on Michigan State in the red zone.
Yeah, good team, big, physical. You know, they look like a Big Ten football team to me. You know, and so they're big, they're physical, they're, you know, they do a lot of man stuff in the red zone. So that's going to be something that we're going to have to work on. Tomorrow is a big, big red zone day for us, and can't wait to get out there and practice it.
John Butler also was there. John Butler wanted to make something very clear, that they're giving up big plays, but not in the pass game. Do you have that? Big play discussion.
Yeah. Developing from the secondary? Oh, hang on. I got right here. Got you. John Butler.
Well, the bigs are happening when?
That's it.
In the run game. They're only happening in the run game. So it's very specific. It's not like they're running the ball for 50 yards and throwing the ball for 50 yards. So I think we have a good plan in terms of what we're doing when we think they're going to throw the ball. So we've got to solve the obvious, which is not just the run defense, but the explosive plays that we're giving up in the run defense. And really it comes down to guys being in their gaps, guys having the ability to get off blocks, you know, credit to the other team. I think I said this to you guys in the past, like, I have to evaluate, can they block us? Can we tackle them? And I think through really the Cincinnati game and the Michigan game, because they're the two obviously comparable opponents in terms of talent similar to ours or better, you have to be able to evaluate. And right now we're getting blocked too much and we're not tackling them well enough. And we have to practice that. We have to emphasize that. At times, maybe, you know, we got to put more guys in the box, which then, as you know, when it's 11 on 11 and the quarterback's running the ball, the more you put in the box, the more you make yourself susceptible to throws down the field. But we obviously have to address that because that's the elephant in the room. That's Captain Obvious can figure out that we're giving up too many explosive runs.
Captain Obvious dropped in there.
I'm just going to tell you right now, I love Captain Obvious. That's one I just –
Captain Obvious.
If you get a chance to when you see Coach Butler, tell him thank you. Because I really enjoy – I love when someone just says that to anybody. Yeah, great Captain Obvious. There's never a time –
He threw it in there.
And there's never a time when that doesn't just kind of tickle me a little bit, Captain. So if you said it to me or I said it to you, whatever it is.
All right,
yeah,
chuckle.
I will chuckle every time if someone calls me Captain Obvious.
They have allowed six running plays, Nebraska, of 20-plus yards.
Three in the last game.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
The 20-plus doesn't really mean a lot. It's
10-plus?
50-plus.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I don't know what they rank in that.
Well, I don't know, but all I'm saying was the three long over 20 were all over 50, weren't they?
I think the Underwood was about 38 yards, but the other two were over 50. It was terrible.
One was over 70. So that's
this can't happen.
When you put it in a category of over 20, mm-hmm. that's kind of nice because mm-hmm. we had a couple runs over 20. Well, actually it was
hurt you, though.
Like 70 yards. Yeah.
So that makes a little bit a difference to it.
We're getting blocked too much and we're not tackling well enough. That's what he said. Okay, Aiden Childs. Aiden Childs is the game. That's the game.
Agreed.
Wow.
He's
getting on to this stuff.
He, like I said, he's a talented. Do I think that he's going to throw for 300 or just tear this thing up? No, they've had 2 weeks to prepare for him. He's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Potentially, like I said, could be a. There was the conversation of first round draft picks. I don't get into any of those things except for now you've seen some stuff. Because remember, the number three player overall was going to be Cade Klubnick.
Correct.
And then Nussmeier. So sometimes it's like, well, hang on a second. What's going on?
I totally agree.
But Charles said he has some things on tape from this year that's pretty impressive. Now, the pretty impressive game that impressed me when I watched almost that entire game of Boston College. Boston College is 1-1 game.
Yes.
So it's not a great game. He did play pretty well at USC. I thought about today. Was that a 13-point game?
It was a 14, 45-31.
So a 14-point game. What if that game was in East Lansing?
Probably closer.
Probably a 3-point game, right?
Yeah. His stats are
closer than three.
It's not. Okay. They're not gaudy stats. He has his most yards is 270 in the game so far against Youngstown State. Mm-hmm. Against USC, three touchdowns, just 212, though, through the year. He was 12 of 21 for 212 in that game.
What did he run for?
He rushed in that game.
Probably not much.
9 times, 31 yards, and a touchdown.
What did Butler say about him? Aiden Childs is a junior. He's 6'3", 225.
I think he's a great athlete. He can throw in the pocket. He can throw on the move. He can run design. They have the quarterback draws that we've seen, you know, out of Cincinnati and that we've seen out of Michigan. They have the same exact structure that we've seen. And then they run him a lot in the red zone. And then he takes off a lot just in scrambles. He's very difficult to tackle. You can see he's got strong lower body. And you can see he's a very, very, very good competitor, which, you know, that's really what it comes down to in these games is the competitors stand out, the ones that aren't on your team, the ones that are on their team. And you can see that, you know, much like Sorsby, when you see how well he's competed even after our game, those guys that have it in them and in their heart and they're going to do whatever it takes to win, those are the types of guys you have to make sure you're defending.
He also talked about their big backs. They do got some big backs. They're all over 200. And a couple of them are well. Here they are. Their backs are not. Now listen, I'm not suggesting that these are great running backs, but they're big running backs. 5'10", 218, 6'1", 211, 6'1", 227. Hello, that's what you want in the Big Ten, by the way. 5'10", 218, 6'1", 211, 6'1", 227. They'll look very good. I don't know that they're very good, but. What do you say about
Well, Mekhi Frazier leads the way, 57 carries for 267, two touchdowns, an average of 4.7 yards per carry.
That's pretty good.
So, yeah. They don't have a guy that's like just blowing you away in terms of the run.
You're not going to be blown away. I mean, this isn't a playoff team coming in here.
No.
I mean, it's just,
They'll be fine.
Defensively, like I said, that's where you see that they struggle.
Yes. I mean, they really struggle on defense. They don't rush the passer very well. They don't defend in the secondary very well. So, yeah, Dillon should be dealing in this game. He really should. He's not – well, he better be. They don't run it very well.
There was dudes open all over the place in Boston College.
Well, there you go.
But and obviously USC got after him. Maeva got after him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
who's going to beat Notre Dame?
We got a little battle.
We will hear more from the coordinators in an hour or two. Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where would you send the breakers this morning, Bill?
Tried to find a bird, an early bird.
The bird! The bird! Early bird, 19th and K. They have lots
19th and K.
They have lots of free and spacious parking.
Jake has called that downtown.
Jake, could you
downtown?
Give him that? Could you give him a little more of just kind of paint a picture of where exactly the location?
I would love to. You know, Antelope Valley Parkway.
Yes,
it cuts through downtown Lincoln, the east side of downtown Lincoln. It's right there. 19th and K is right there.
What's
at
that
Antelope
district
Parkway.
Right next to it? What's it called?
That'd be the Telegraph District. Is
Telegraph
very
district.
Nearby.
Very
just
nearby.
To the north.
Is it in the shadow of the Capitol?
Yeah, you can
shadow.
You can
capital.
See the Capitol for sure from early bird.
Yeah, it'd be kind of a long shadow, but it's
visible.
There.
It's visible.
Yes, yes.
It's visible.
All right.
And you can get breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos.
Tacos.
You can get waffles, pancakes. There's so many different options, including the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today.
That was loud.
Early bird. 19th and K opens 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. every single day.
The Telegraph.
When we come back,
imagine doing a Telegraph.
MLB postseason has begun. We'll discuss that next. An early break in the ticket.